Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, Leroy Mark, we're here.
Hello.
And there's a lot that you gave us to think about today.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you, Jura.
Did you enjoy it?
I think that was good.
I think it was good. I also start looking at the how good a piece of television, movie, whatever it is, by how much I want to know more afterwards.
Yes.
And this for me just had me completely engrossed. I wanted it to be a miniseries. I wanted to know what happened to the other characters.
Yeah.
It comes out tomorrow in theaters. It's a wonderful story that is actually quite dark.
Yeah.
In its elements. But there's a guy who is played by Nicholas Hoult called Justin Kemp. And Justin, he has been called to do jury duty, as they all do in America. But now, this is actually complicated because the person who's accused before him of the crime that he's accused of is potentially innocent.
Yes.
And Justin might have the key to unlock his innocence.
Don't tell us, or
condemn him.
Yeah. It was riveting.
It was absolutely riveting. Yeah, and what I really enjoyed about it was that the storyline is actually quite basic.
It's simple.
It's very easy
to
spoil the movie for you.
Yes. It's actually, I was thinking, okay, it's easy to give too much away when we talk about it because, but it is simple, as you said, but boy, it's just beautifully told.
Yeah.
And it's the little things that they
do. For me, that was it, right? Yeah. It was the fact that the story is there and the spoiler of the movie happens within the first 30 minutes.
It's very early, yes.
So you know exactly what's
happening,
right? But then it's for you to see how we're going to get to the end.
Yeah.
Because we know very early on what happened. Mm. We know what are the complications around. But it's watching the characters having to scheme and connive while also trying to keep integrity, while we look at the histories of these people and why. Oh, and I loved it because, listen, it was directed by Clint Eastwood.
Of course.
So, you know, he's done Million Dollar Baby. He's got a few Oscars under his belt. But for me, it was also the complication of bringing people who have complicated histories and pasts as jurors to come and pass judgment on someone else. Absolutely riveting. It's called Juror Number 2. It's out in theaters tomorrow.
Guys, you've got to watch this one.
This is my must watch for the week.
This is it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's the thing. Do you even want to talk Venom?
I will talk to it very, very lightly because it is the third in the trilogy of Venom, The Last Dance. And you know that Tom Hardy and Venom have this weird symbiotic relationship that they almost breed off each other. They are now being chased by both of their worlds. Mm. And they need to find a sort of a common ground between them. And they have to make a very hard decision, you know. Do we continue the way the status quo has been? Or do we take this very leap into the unknown? Look, someone said, and I think this was the best description of what the movie is. It's like, you know, you sign up for a three-part, and now we're in the third installment, and we're just under contract. We just need to show up so that we can get the last payment.
That's the best description.
Yeah.
It was so tired. It was so uninspiring. It was just like...
And you could see that all the departments in the movie tried.
No.
They tried to so
even the technical department got tired. Even the guys that do the graphics were tired.
Malome was stunned, was tired.
No, everybody was tired.
And you could see that it really was pushed.
No.
But this is also interesting for me to wrap up because what Marvel is not doing very often is wrapping things up and moving them out the way.
Yeah, I think it was good to just close it now. Close this chapter.
For closure, please go watch Venom The Last Dance. It's in theaters right now.
I wouldn't be so sure. The piano lesson?
The piano lesson reminds me very much of like a Django Unchained without all the gore, right? So this is a wonderful story around, set in the 1930s in Pittsburgh, which you can imagine what it is in America. At this time, we're just about to get through the Great Depression. And this black family has this family heirloom of this piano. And they're discussing amongst themselves whether to get rid of the piano or to keep it. And there's a very deep story about how far this piano has gone and how each of the lines and each of the, you know, distresses on the piano represent so much history. Samuel L. Jackson is in this. And he plays this wonderful uncle character. I think he could have done a bit more, but, you know, he sits in the background. And he almost carries the story off. Where you start seeing how deeply engaged this family is, but also the complex history that they have and the ancestors that they've had and some of the experiences they've had at the hands of their ancestors as well. It's absolutely riveting. It's called The Piano Lesson and it's out in theaters on the 8th of November.
Blitz.
Blitz. Okay, so from one period piece to another, this one is set in the UK. So there's a mom. There's bombings happening in World War II London, and Rita takes her child to the countryside for him to be protected, but. Rita is a white woman. Her son is biracial, so we can make the accurate assumption that the father is a black man who's from the Gambia. And we see how this boy is taken away to go live in the countryside, and he goes on this wonderful adventure coming back home to see his mom. But you can imagine the complications that are happening because there is all-out war happening in the country. Mm. It's absolutely very, very riveting, but it's also interesting to see war through the eyes of a child and what war does. And for me, it was so topical because of what we're seeing happening one in the Middle East, but also watching how, even with the elections we're discussing just now, how sometimes you need to pull back and see just how nonsensical it is when children can see that it's nonsensical.
Yeah,
so Blitz is in theaters as of tomorrow.
I haven't seen Fight Night.
Fight Night is interesting because
$1 million heist.
Yeah, so this is a series that is now available to watch and binge on Showmax. It's an interesting collection of characters, being Taraji P. Henson, Kevin Hart, Samuel L. Jackson, Don Cheadle, like. Very, very interesting. So you've got all these guys coming together where there's this big fight night. Muhammad Ali is fighting. It's this big, you know, fight. And here we sit, and a heist happens in our midst. And in the first three episodes, we start trying to figure out what happened. Mm. You know, what happened at this fight night. And then the rest of the five episodes then telling us about the character developments. And this character of Don Cheadle, who is this detective, he's called J.D. Hudson in the movie. He is the first black detective. And he's the run-of-the-mill, you know, down-the-line detective that everyone's afraid of. But it's so interesting to see someone who... in that time, and with crime being what it is and the demographics, that he is establishment.
Yeah.
He is part of the establishment. Yeah. It is absolutely riveting. It's called Million Dollar Heist Fight Night, and you can see it on Peacock.
Okay. And you also want to go to the Market Theatre.
I love the Market Theatre for this. So we've been doing very well in having these wonderful plays that sort of talk to some of the ethnicities in South Africa. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that make us really great as a country is that we're able to laugh at ourselves and we're able to laugh at each other. Mm-hmm. Here we have this wonderful cabaret story about four panados and a Chardonnay, and a Chardonnay in Afrikaans. So it's about four panados and a Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. And it's a story really about this one lady who... tell a story about, as a South African, having the rug pulled under her, and the way she deals with things is by having four panados and a Chardonnay. So we go through this whole anthology of all these problems she encounters and how she uses this concoction and this cocktail to get through things. But we start seeing how similar the problems that she encounters are to every other South African. It is intelligent, it is smart storytelling, and even if you're not Afrikaans speaking, it is absolutely hilarious. And I enjoy that also. It's a genre we're not very you know, familiar with, cabaret. So that's going on at the Market all the way to the 14th of November.
Thanks, Leo Mark.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.